The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the speaker. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice from your own physician.
Hi, I'm Rich Bogle, and this is Adam Doan. We are the co-founders and co-chairs of the NASS section on intraoperative neuromonitoring. And we thought we would take an opportunity to tell you a little bit about how we became a section, what we've done in the past and are doing now, and what our plans are for the future. And I'll just start off by talking about how we became a section. So Adam and I were both members of NASS back in 2017. And at the time, NASS was doing town halls at various cities around the country to bring together members and learn more about what their interests are and how we could all work together to advance global spine care. And at this meeting at the Union League in Philadelphia, there were, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 of us, and among those were Dr. Todd Wetzel and Dr. Alan Hillebrand, both of whom were good friends and colleagues of ours for a number of years. And we went around this table, and everybody asked, well, what can NASS do for you, and what can NASS do for you? And it came to me as one of only two or three neurophysiologists in the room, and I had a very different answer. And the answer was, at that time, neuromonitoring as a profession had just celebrated 40 years, and I was the incoming president of the American Society for Neurophysiological Monitoring. We had just had a big celebration that year, a big milestone, and it just occurred to me in that moment that that we haven't done a good job of collaborating with the surgical community. We have our neuromonitoring community, we have our surgical community, and this was an opportunity for us to all work together on a number of initiatives. And I think we didn't really have a great vision about what we wanted to accomplish, except at that time to take an objective look at where neuromonitoring is beneficial in spine surgery and where it's not. But over time, we've evolved as a section, and we've done a number of activities that have really benefited NASS, the neuromonitoring community, the spine community. So I think maybe where we go from here is to talk about some of what we've done over the past few years since becoming a section in 2017.
Yeah, and I'm going to read them because I wouldn't remember otherwise. But since inception, we've hosted section symposiums and abstract sessions at the annual meetings. Section members have authored articles in the Spine Journal and other peer-reviewed publications. We've also reviewed abstracts for the Spine Journal and other publications. We've authored articles in Spineline and the NASS Insider. We've participated in educational trips abroad to Dubai and most recently to Antwerp, Belgium. We've participated in creating coverage recommendations and other payer issues pertaining to intraoperative monitoring. For example, we included neuromonitoring in the spinal cord stimulator payer recommendation. We've hosted a monthly podcast that's now available in video format as well. And that deals with different neuromonitoring topics and interviews with surgeons and members of the neuromonitoring profession. And we've participated in Ask the Expert sessions at the annual meeting. So basically, that's what we've been up to. What are our plans for the future?
So two categories. One of them is we're starting to work on coverage policy recommendations for neuromonitoring. This allows us to take an objective look at the literature and start to understand what recommendation we can make to payers in terms of where neuromonitoring is beneficial and should be reimbursed. That's something that we're kind of just starting to do, and there's probably tens of thousands of articles about neuromonitoring that need to be piled through, so that's probably going to take a while. The rest of the future looks a lot like the present and the past. We are continuing to build our section membership. It's very important to us to remain multidisciplinary. We have economists, neurologists, neurophysiologists, surgeons, probably more than I'm not even thinking of on our section. And it gives us a really good group of individuals that can take a look at neuromonitoring, contribute to the discussion, and we'd like to continue to do that. So that's important to us. We'll continue to publish in Spineline and other periodicals, participate in international educational opportunities. For me, Dubai, and for us, Antwerp was a great experience, not just for us, but for the members of the spine community that were there as attendees to learn about neuromonitoring. We'll continue to communicate to the spine community about neuromonitoring. We'll continue our collaborations with other sections. I think we've done a great job there. We've collaborated with spinal deformity, and we'd like to expand those collaborations. And I think all of these things together have been certainly enriching for us, but also enriching for NASS and for the spine community. And I think that we're all doing a good job of working together to advance global spine care. So I think the message that I would give to anybody who's out there listening, who's not a member of NASS, who may be in the neuromonitoring community or the neurology community, is to come and join NASS and be a part of this multidisciplinary collaborative approach to spine care.
Hashtag together NASS.
Hashtag NASS ILM. Thank you so much for listening.